Let's look at the Gayle King and Oprah connection just for a minute. Let's focus on those two for a minute. You first have a black woman who had a long-running television talk show that turned it from the people's show to a completely white Becky witch giveaway kind of show called Okra or Oprah. I'm sorry. And then you have a woman who is claiming to be a journalist, claiming to know facts, claiming to tell the truth, but really telling half-truths and lies and just weird sellout coonish type of stuff. I agree with Snoop Dogg. She is a funky dog-headed bitch. That's bitches do that kind of stuff, okay? Bitches sell out their people. That's what these hoes do. You going after a dead man. That's just why. You didn't say nothing to him when he was alive. Why would you say something to him when he was dead? That's just stupid. And especially at this time right now. She's got Oprah, speaking up for her, trying to speak up for her, and of course she would speak up for her. She is her friend, but they be shucking and jive and shuck and jive. They're going to shuck and jive and shuck and jive. They can shuck and jive somewhere else with that bull. And cry and beat a white woman. Go back and look at the tapes about Barbara Walters and Oprah. Did you ever want to be white? And yeah, that's her whole that's where Oprah comes from. Okay? That's who she is now. Okay? She wants to be a black, she wants to have black skin, but she wants to act and think and feel like a white woman. And that's the same thing with Gayle. Gayle has all, that's why I just stopped watching all those morning shows. Because the amount of crap, you know, I get when it's the white women, but they've got the black women up there saying monkey crap about trying to separate men, black men and black women. That's just something that's just not going to fly, okay? OJ's tagging on, tagging on her, but she's saying that she's got to go around with security and she's getting death threats. And Snoop, I knew Snoop wasn't gonna, hurt no old woman. That's not what that meant. That's not what he meant. He meant he's gonna have us come for the dog pound. His fans, the people, Los Angeles, gonna come for Gayle Kim, not in a physical manner, not to fight her. Then they talk about all this misogyny, just because I disagree with you, just because I think you're a funky head bitch. That's misogyny? You know how many times that men, you know how many times females call dudes bitches? So let's not go there. That's what I'm saying. Let's not take it there. That's just number one. And, you can't apologize. And that's the wrong person to ask. If you want to just say facts about what happened in 2003. But don't ask Lisa Leslie, the man... What? That just doesn't make sense to me. And especially at this time, the man hadn't been buried yet. So, what are you thinking in your head? You can't apologize for that. You should have just swallowed that pill and just stomached it. You know, it makes no sense. There's no excuse for it. I mean, to talk about people, I don't care, you know, who does what, but how are you gonna go after somebody that was loved and cherished by, you know, by everybody like that, man? It's just like somebody was talking about. That's just like Malcolm X saying about Kennedy's death, the chickens come home to roost speech, you know, and how he was suspended by the nation after that, because the whole people liked this man. He was a good. People liked him, you know. Black people, white people, like President Kennedy, you know. So you getting on television and so on and so forth, saying that kind of angered, you know, that makes us look bad. So yeah, that's why Malcolm X was suspended. I believe that Gail should just be straight fired. You know, you don't do that. If you want to write a documentary, that's something to be done later, okay? But you got to tell the facts, and I'll tell you what the facts are. The girl was she wasn't mentally competent at all. She had, I think she had a mental disorder. I'm not going to say go into what mental disorder she had, but she was not mentally competent to really stand trial in the first place. And she had, and they found 7 semens in her panties. 7 different semens. I have to say different because you were nasty. I mean, so you got 7 people nutted in you. 7 different people nutted in you and whatnot. That means you have a lot of sex. That's what I mean. And you're not mental. You're not mentally competent. So that, what does that tell you? You say things, you say yes, but then you say no, but then you say maybe, and then that's not really what you mean. That's what that tells me. There's no evidence that he raped her. No evidence. Of course, he said he slept with her. Yes, he slept with her. But yeah, there's no absolute evidence of any of that. She wouldn't stand trial. Because she knew what was coming. She knew what was coming later. Okay. And, you know, Gail with the comment about men should have, black men should not have, should not, you know, if they do nothing wrong, they should have no problem. You know, no, it doesn't work like that. That little comment, she's been saying those comments forever, standing up there with Charlie Rose, opening his robes to his assistants and whatnot, and she not saying not a damn thing. So yeah, think about that. But I've never trusted Oprah. I've never trusted Gail. I've never trusted that whole, they are, you know, even Diamond and Silk came out the bush. Oh my God, even Diamond and Silk, they'll suck President Trump's dick if they have to get him reelected. But, you know, yeah, they will definitely. And they didn't like the comments. They said, why are you trying to trash black men? And so, more or less words, that's exactly what they're saying. And you mean Diamond and Silk. Diamond, the two black women there saying that President Trump is not a racist. The same two people that are saying that President Trump is doing stuff for the black community. The same people, you know, that would suck the president's dick to get him reelected. are saying this. Why are you trying to destroy, you know, black men like that? Wow. Flabbergasted. That's crazy. That's some strong stuff. That just, you know, that's, whoa, where'd that come from? That came out of left field, you know? But, you know, Gail wanted him, I was having a conversation about, you know, dating and whatnot, and, you know, she asked me all these questions, and I'm like, why? But I said, there's certain women, you don't sleep with crazy women, okay? And I said, you don't sleep with crazy women. And he said, well, that's true, and so on and so forth. But you don't date crazy women, and so on and so forth. But Gail and Oprah are those crazy individuals. You don't date crazy women. You stay away from them. You don't touch them. You don't look at them. You ignore them. When they're in your presence, you don't be alone around them, because you never know what they're going to say, what they're going to do, you know. And then you're the only black thing standing there when they're around all these white men and whatnot, and they keep making these documentaries and whatnot, more open than Gail, but still, Gail, that's her friend. She's had me condemn her friend, so she's a part of it. And obviously, with the comments with Kobe, like, that's what you want to bring up. You don't want to bring up any other parts. You know, they don't want to bring up any kind of basketball, but that's what you bring up. And you ask, not his wife, because she probably would have went off. You ask his friend, his female friend. That's crazy. And basketball player Lisa Leslie. Why? That's what I say. But I think it's a conspiracy. I think, as a lot of people think, that they used Gail. CBS used Gail. And then Gail is so dumb. Yeah, but she's not dumb, because, you know, I can't say that she was dumb. She didn't know. She knew, but she didn't care. She was down with it. So, everything was all good. So she asked, you know, a very dumb question, a very disgusting question, a very, you know, asinine question to be asked, and put her own, you know, you see she trying to put her own little agenda the way she asked him questions. Like, And you could see it all over her face, as I said again. You could see it all over Lisa's face. Like, really? Really? But that's just disgusting. I don't trust. You know, they're two centerfolds. Then Oprah getting on Today's show, like, you know, saying that Gail has to get security, and, you know, the people that are, they may not, you know, they're misogynistic, use that as an excuse to hurt Gail. Ain't nobody hurting that 7-year-old woman. You are the safest woman on the planet. The safest woman on the planet. Okay? She is the safest woman on the planet. Because men realize, you know, who does what. They're more likely to go after Snoop Dogg than they are to go after Gail King, regardless of color. The only person that would probably go after Gail King is probably a police officer, mainly a white police officer, mainly a white person, a white man, is more likely to go after Gail and Oprah than us. Because that's not in our culture, you know, and whatnot. But Ain't nobody, you know, it kind of get like Ice Cube and Players Club, you know, kind of make it something, you know, else what it ain't, you know? We coming for Gail, but we not gonna hurt Gail. Like, What is that? She with the white boy. The white boy could hurt Gail. Top of my security and whatnot. Because, every single sellout, after they done killed everybody on the plantation, who's going to be the last person? It's your time. You're not exempt.